Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. We're here at the Doghouse. We have Gary. We have Jim. Paul and Griff are not here.
We didn't hear much from him last week.
No, it's he's taken the loss badly.
But he won one.
He won one of them. Yeah. I'm sure
he's delighted.
Yeah.
After his shoddy 9 years of fantasy play.
One fantasy win, one fantasy loss, and the Patriots loss.
Yeah.
So the loss is outweigh the win.
Yeah, so he's not here.
Okay. So, week 17. We're nearly at the end now.
It's kind of sad in a way.
Isn't it? It's both a long season and a short season.
We do have playoffs to look forward to.
Oh, I know.
And we normally actually meet up more to watch the playoffs as well, don't we?
Yeah.
Which is always a bit more fun.
Yeah. As well, you get Saturday games.
Which the wife absolutely loves.
Saturday games for the last couple of weeks, though.
She absolutely loved that.
Just getting her used to it. Warm up for the big event.
Exactly. Yeah. Middle bitch. She didn't listen anymore, did she?
No, she listened once.
Yeah.
Decided it was a bad idea.
From this episode.
So, should we start with the Ravens? Because that was the result of the weekend. Are they just the best, most balanced team in the NFL right now?
I think they're up there. Can't deny that.
Yeah.
They're obviously one of the top two teams, and they've beaten the other top team.
So 56 points they scored against the Dolphins. Dolphins got 19 in return. It was embarrassing.
One-sided.
This is
one of those moments where a lot of these games for me were a bit blurry. I had to actually check that score again on New Year's Day to ensure I saw it right.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right. The Dolphins have had a good season, but they've lost. They've only lost Bradley Chubb. He's out for the year, ACL injury. They've also lost their other pass rusher, and they've lost Xavier Howard.
Yeah,
that defense is getting obliterated.
Yeah.
They've already qualified, aren't they? But you don't rest. But
They haven't won the division yet.
They haven't won the division, so
don't they play the Bills this weekend?
That's it.
Winner takes all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Winner takes it. You don't want to rest players for 2 weeks as well, because you're not going to get the bye. So I think McDaniel said, you know, you go in, you play hard, you try and take the momentum into the playoffs, and which means you play your best players. Then there's the chance they get injured. I think Tua also got injured in the game.
Yeah, Tua was injured. It was questionable, wasn't he?
They already lost Jalen Waddle as well.
Yeah,
high ankle sprain the week before.
Like
Durham Smythe was the second best receiver behind Tyreek Hill with 3 receptions.
It is in Miami.
Yeah.
Which helps, because they are very much a home team, aren't they?
Yeah, that is true. But
that will help them. If they were in Buffalo, I'd have that down as a Bills will win almost immediately at the moment with the form. The Bills have been playing okay.
Bills have been really good since they weren't good.
Even when they're not playing well, they're still winning. That's like they're going in like the form of champions is, I think, if it was a Mourinho team, that's what they'd be saying. So does this help cement Lamar as MVP?
Yeah, I messaged Jim. I think it does.
I messaged you all the same set of stats.
Which yeah.
Showed. Basically leading Lamar Jackson up in every category bar rushing yards and rushing touchdowns.
And what did I respond with? Lamar will still be MVP, I think.
I think you're probably right. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. He's just got recency bias, but
he's got that, and he's got rushing touchdowns. Yeah, I know, but he still rushes for a lot of yards, don't they? I think he's got like a running quarterback now, don't they?
Right.
He's got the X factor, hasn't he?
5 rushing touchdowns, but Purdy's got a lot more passing touchdowns. And
he was also shit last year, Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that the contrast between Lamar of last year and Lamar this year as well,
It's the story as well with Lamar, isn't it? Because he came into the season not sure if he had the job at the Ravens because he didn't, you know.
Nobody else wanted him.
He was going to get a contract with the Ravens, but it might not have been what he wanted. Eventually, he got it. It's a good contract. But, like, after 2 years where he's been bad or injured, actually, it's quite cool to see him shuffling past.
Player of the year.
Joe Flacco.
You're actually right there.
Yeah.
See that. I'm not denying he's not a good quarterback. He is, absolutely. I think his
feels like you're denying that he's a good quarterback.
No, I'm not.
I've denied he's been a very frustrating quarterback for the last 2 years.
Exactly.
So, and this year he has been much better, but he hasn't thrown for 4,000 yards yet.
Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. It's only been the last few weeks where suddenly everyone's jumped on his bandwagon about him being the MVP, and it's just like
it's because Tua's fallen off.
Yeah, Tua's fallen off. Mahomes having a very down
Dak
year.
Prescott's fallen off a little bit. So that's the only reason why. And then they're like, can you give it to a system quarterback like Purdy with his tight end, two wide receivers, all with 1,000 yards for the first time or whatever?
Yeah,
technically an MVP wannabe. Running back,
yeah,
you know,
still throwing for the most yards in franchise history. He's also
that's
got the
right.
most completions over 20
and the
yards.
Most and the most touchdowns.
Yeah,
beat Jeff Garcia's touchdown and passing records this weekend.
I mean, this is a franchise that's had Joe Montana and Steve Young winning Super Bowls for him.
Yeah, but different game back then, wasn't it? You know, and what did Joe Montana ever do?
So John's got his. Purdy for MVP t-shirt hidden right away.
I love Purdy. I think I love the story. I like watching him. I just think what you always find is the MVP gets picked by the performances in the last 4 weeks where Lamar's been lights out.
Purdy's had one bad game.
That's it.
He's had one bad game. It's going to cost him MVP.
It was against Lamar Jackson as well.
Yeah,
I agree. It comes down to recency bias.
Yeah, totally. I don't like the MVP as an award anyway.
I don't either, because it always goes to a fucking quarterback.
It always goes to a quarterback. The last few have been...
He'll be the first person ever to win two MVPs and the Heisman.
Really?
Yeah. This is just come through. Purdy has got the most votes for Pro Bowl. 451,864 votes.
Wow.
What do the people know? People voted for Brexit. And Boris.
And Boris Johnson, yeah. And Donald
Trump. Yeah. To be fair, you look at the MVPs recently, Brady in the Super Bowl year.
Brady won it a good few times when he shouldn't have won it.
Yeah. Rodgers has won it for a couple of years. I never thought he's been MVP. He's a great quarterback, but... It just seems to be like the there seems to be in vacuums the last few years, and it's got to go to a quarterback.
I think what we should do is also look at the MVP, but then also look at the offensive player of the year that year and the defensive player of the year that year. Because I guarantee there'll be some
who should have won it.
Who should have won it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, defensive players never win it. And you look at the likes of Aaron Donald, JJ Watt.
Yeah.
In the years they were defensive player of the year, you could argue they were the most valuable player on their team.
Aaron Donald, definitely. It was an argument for him winning
that year, the year. Especially the year he won the Super Bowl.
It was immense.
Yeah, in the last few years, offensive player of the year, Mahomes, Thomas, Henry, Cup, Jefferson.
Yeah, Cup.
Jefferson.
That
Cup.
Year, Cup, yeah. He was brilliant as well.
Yeah. It's an individual award. I care less about them. But it's just going to be talked about a lot. Although maybe not this weekend, because none of the fuckers are playing. So, in the NFC, 49ers retake the lead. They lock up the number one seed with a win over the
Commanders.
The Commanders, who... Oh, yeah, well,
they started okay. Typical Niners. We're terrible in that first couple of drives, aren't we?
Yeah, then they figure it out.
Yeah, and then they figure it out. But we are vulnerable in that first quarter. That will be a risk for us in the playoffs if we let teams get too far ahead early.
Yeah. But
the Commanders are shit.
The Commanders are appalling.
That's the only thing to say about them. They are terrible.
When you watch the Commanders defend, you have to count the amount of players on the pitch because it seems like there aren't enough. Yeah. There were just 49er players roaming free.
Yeah.
Like, it was just absolutely bizarre. They've given up. I know. But, yeah, it was... you all right? it's just bad to watch for the 49ers. Do you keep mentioning the fact that you're really good?
No, I think like injuries will be the thing. So CMC out the game. Mild calf strain.
Rest him
this week. Should be good to go for the playoffs, especially with the bye week. So I think that'll be the key for the Niners. The bye week can be so important, can't it, in playoff football? So
he's now gone for over 2,000 scrimmage yards for the season.
Yeah,
so like 1,500 rushing yards and another 500 passing yards. And again, this comes back to the conversations now. He could be MVP.
And yeah,
would be a legitimate choice.
It would be legit.
He'll be offensive player of the year.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I say, we know what they've got. It's all about. Do you know what? I still think it'll come down to whether Shanahan is aggressive enough in key moments.
Fair point.
That's really where we lost it in the last few years, was the lack of aggression, whether he'll trust Purdy more than he has previous quarterbacks to keep throwing the ball. So
I think he will. I think it feels like he has more trust in Purdy than he ever had in Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we'll see, won't we? That's what I think we'll see.
Commanders have lost 7 in a row now. They currently hold the second pick in the draft.
Ooh, wow.
There's a slew of teams on 4-12. That's three. Washington, New England, and Arizona. You'd argue out of those three, two, maybe only one, need a quarterback.
There's going to be a lot of trading going on this year coming.
I think so, yeah.
Chicago currently in the number one spot.
I think they'll be trading out.
I think they will as well. And then
Fields looks fine, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Arizona probably going to stick with Kyler Murray.
Who, I'm just going to say this, last week I said he was a perfectly acceptable quarterback and then he played quite well this weekend.
He was very good this week.
So I thought I'd just say that because last week I put my neck on the line and I'm not like a huge...
Hater.
Well, I'm not a huge flag bearer for Kyler Murray either, but no. I just thought he was getting a bit beaten up for no reason, if I'm honest.
Yeah, no, he was very good this week. Have you seen the meme going around, the conspiracy theory that because it's scripted? The colours, the Super Bowl colours. because 2021 was red and yellow, which was Bengals Rams.
Yeah.
Then last year was...
Is it purple and red this year?
Red and green.
That's not green, that's teal. That should have been Jaguars.
Look, so it should have been the Jags then.
But that's Kelly Green. That's Kelly Green, mate.
Yeah, right.
And then this year, it's purple and red. So we're going...
Vikings, Chiefs.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't lose to the Ravens again in the Super Bowl. Just can't take it.
At least, you know...
I'm not watching it. I'm not hosting.
Fair enough.
Fuck it.
The Commander's going to get another quarterback. Well, they're going to stick with Sam Howell.
They're going to get another quarterback.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Epic return.
Oh, God.
He's going to go somewhere. Raiders.
Yeah. I think he might just stay now.
Steelers.
Steelers would be mad not to, quite frankly, but you know. Commanders. I mean, the Commanders need so much. Quite frankly, they are...
It's a project, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's the biggest project probably in the league at the moment in terms of what they do need. They've got, hopefully, an owner who...
Is it that big?
I think it is, yeah.
You've got, like I think the O-line needs fixing. You need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if your defence is on the field less, I think it was actually quite good at the start of the season.
Yeah, but
that is true. But when you, offensively-wise, then, you've got Scary Terry, yeah. You've got Antonio Gibson. You've got Robinson. Yeah, I like Robinson running back.
Robinson's good.
You've still got Logan Thomas at tight end.
What have you got behind Terry McLaurin, who's had a really down?
There is another wide receiver there. Dotson.
Not great, but
your hand, Dotson.
Target for no receptions this week, yeah.
But that's the quarterback, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair, Devontae Adams had 4 yards the previous week, and Jamar Chase had -6. Like, they're good players can have bad weeks. Especially in Washington. Yeah.
There's some awful quarterbacking going on in this league now.
What I will say is, it's new ownership. They bring in a strong GM, footballing type GM, and the ownership back out of it, unlike David Tepper, then hopefully they can set themselves up really well.
David Tepper is a busy man.
Yeah.
Spending 300 grand on throwing his drinks. You seen the video of that?
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, it's just pathetic as well. It's like half, it doesn't even do it well. He just kind of lobs it out the window. Yeah. 300 grand. Mm. Although versus his wealth, apparently it's like basically like a dollar or something. Yeah. It's like a dollar fine to him.
So the Commanders have the most cap space next year. They have 80 million. Yeah. So.
Well, they're going to have to pay people a lot to go there, aren't they?
Yeah. The Titans have 77 and the Patriots have 73. So the Patriots were buying two tight ends with that. Be fine.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. So you've wrapped up the number one seed. I say you because you're both Niners fans. The Eagles, they've lost. They came into December 10-1. They are leaving. They've left December 11-5.
Very good, is it?
Not great. No, they are.
But we said this throughout the start of the season. I don't know where Tatch Hammett is later, but they didn't look like a 10-1 team.
No.
They scraped through a lot of matches. And they got a bit lucky, and I think that luck has just run out.
I think the luck's actually sticking with them because what happens is they're in the fifth seed. Which means they'll have to go via the NFC South. And
they'd have to go. I mean, let's say it's the Buccaneers, who I think it will be. If they go to the Buccaneers with that defense,
that'll be a tight game.
I reckon you can put it past the Buccaneers to win that.
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't put it past the Buccaneers to lose that. They did get thumped this weekend.
They did, yeah. That was a bit of a shame. But
do you not just think they're a bit like Eagles fans? They're palatable when they're winning. When they're losing, they're just utter arseholes.
Yeah,
I think Eagles fans get more and more dickhead the more they win.
I don't know. I was just trying to be, you know, but they just seem to be imploding at the moment. It's all right when it's all going well, but then as soon as something isn't going well, then they all get a little bit tetchy about the stuff they don't like. So this is reports about AJ Brown, you know, that he's just causing chaos in the dressing room. He was complaining before about the play calling, wasn't he? Yeah. This week he refused to mention the coaching because nothing to do with the coaching.
What was it you said? I haven't got nothing good to say, so I'm not going to say anything.
Basically,
The defence is terrible. They've now got Matt Patricia running it, and it's even worse.
Yeah.
I feel.
They've conceded 17 points in the second half each game he's coached. Yeah. They get worse as the game goes on.
They're not playing good teams at the moment, the last couple of games either. Lose to the Cardinals, who are, like I said, they're 4-12 in the year.
Yeah, and they were kept close by us. And the Giants are shit. We're fun at the moment. Yeah. We're fun to watch, but we're shit.
Jalen Hurts looks dejected. Shadow.
He's shown really poor leadership, though, hasn't he? You know.
I think I said it last week. I know both coordinators are gone. Obviously, it's Sirianni's job to build that staff back up and have. Coordinate or have people behind those coordinators ready to come through. You look at what Shanahan's done in with 49ers, where he's lost defensive coordinators each of the last two seasons, and someone else has come in and it's been fine. Is Sirianni in trouble they're going to go to the playoffs? But if they get knocked out of the playoffs, lose to Buccaneers, like we just said,
I don't think he's in trouble, but because he's got
no way is he in trouble.
Why?
He's been in the playoffs every year.
Yeah. Plus, with who are you going to replace him with? It's my age-old question.
Old adage, yeah.
It's true, though, isn't it? It's true.
I think the coordinators are in trouble. They'll be gone. Like, the defensive coordinator is already in
gone,
the box,
isn't he, basically? Yeah.
He's gone.
Upstairs and he'll be gone.
I imagine the offensive coordinator might be in trouble. And the thing I like about the Shanahan, like this year, you lost Ryans, you know, second time you'd lost your defensive coordinator. You went and got Steve Wilkes, which was just the most obvious fucking pickup you could have. Like, or we'll get the guy who just turned Carolina into something useful.
Let's not forget, the Eagles had Vic Fangio in the building in the Super Bowl run, and he then went off to the Dolphins.
That is true.
Why didn't they get him?
Well, because the Dolphins, look at them now.
Well, because they only had him as a consultant, didn't they? So he went somewhere who would pay him more money. Yeah.
They knew they were going to lose. Which one was the
Gannon.
I never remember which one's which. So they knew they were going to lose him. You've got Vic Fangio sat there.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to take over? Just stick around and we'll give you a promotion.
Right. Yeah. Well, the one nice little sub stories today of the game was the guy who scored the 99-yard pick six. I can't forgotten his name.
Yeah.
They got him from the third round pick they got from the Cardinals because they tampered with Gannon. So
did they now?
Yeah. But of course, meant nothing because.
Filthy.
But yeah, the reason they just don't stop teams anymore.
No.
They don't make stoppages. Like, the only stoppage they got all game was that pick six. And that was because because
their pass rush is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they gave it to us. Because they couldn't afford to keep them all. Because it's the same as the Rams. You know, you can't pay a lot of money to your quarterback and just keep winning all the time. This is the difference we're going to find now compared to what we've just watched over the last 15 years is none of these quarterbacks, including Pat Mahomes, is willing to do what Brady did and take 20% less money than he should have done to have enough pieces around him. Why do you think the Chiefs have got... The reason why they haven't got Tyreek Hill because they couldn't afford him.
Yeah.
That's why you've got no one to throw to, Pat. Like, you can earn your $54 million a year, but don't go fucking crying about it.
Yeah.
Like, how do you want it to work?
Well, exactly. It's always the same with
you're not going to see it. You're going to see different teams coming through every year now, I think. You know, the Niners might have a couple... Well, they've had a few years now towards the top, but they've not won it yet. You know, they might do, they might not, you know. And what you're seeing is wide receivers just... You're never going to have that relationship of just like, I don't know, Jerry Rice with Montana or whatever. You're just not going to see it again because...
Manning and
you're not,
Harrison.
Yeah, you're not going to... You're just not going to see it because the wide receivers are going to have a great couple of seasons and then they're one are going to get paid. Like, Ayuk and Debo aren't both going to be on the Niners soon.
No.
Well, it's the Ayuk's contract here, isn't
it? That's what I'm saying. You pay him this time because Brock won't need paying yet, but you're going to have to pay him soon. Otherwise, you know.
Well, you know, you can't... Even if you win it this year, you're going to have a Super Bowl champion on, what was it?
$800,000.
$800,000 a year. And, you know, he'll want to get signed. We'll get to the playoff scenarios at the end, a bit later. We covered the Browns last week because we recorded late, but the Rams joined the Browns by getting into the playoffs.
Of Sean McVay for Coach of the Year. Lots of talk of Sean McVay.
I can see it. Like, I thought the Rams were on for an absolute hiding this year. Cooper Kupp's come back, but they haven't needed him to be...
He's got better over the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's got back up to match sharpness, hasn't
exactly.
he? You can feel that.
But Nacua has been an absolute...
Find.
Kyron Williams must be one of the breakout players of the year.
They've got two or three really good rookies, really good young players that come through. You mentioned Puka Nacua. The other one who got a mention on around the NFL podcast earlier was Kobe Turner, the defensive tackle, who's projected to have 10 sacks on the year.
That's great.
From a defensive tackle position.
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, we talk about the Eagles pass rush. They brought in Jalen Carter with top 10 pick. I have no idea where this guy's come from.
Well, they didn't have a pick till the second day, did they? So they must have got him at. But that's third they round. Used to be very
third
good.
Round. Third round pick.
They used to be really good at getting like third round picks that just came good, and you know, hopefully now they've changed tack. You know, and actually using draft picks now, not just getting April off work. They've been very good at getting these high value ones. You know, using their first round. Is Goff their last first round pick?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they gave them all away, didn't they?
Yeah. I think they've changed. They've won the Super Bowl, obviously. And can't keep doing this. It's never going to be long. Never going to have longevity doing like this. And you mentioned Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yep.
They're struggling because they're paying Mahomes so much. I think they accept that. You know, Matt Stafford got this season, maybe next season after that. Who knows? So hang on, we're going to start bringing in a whole load of young talent, build an actual team rather than just a group of players around a quarterback. And we'll have a good team that way.
What picks have they got this year? Because they need a quarterback of the future.
Because
Stafford has not got long to go.
Because they're currently, if you look at Tankathon, they're 23rd in the first round.
Have they got their first round pick? Yeah, see, I think if they can get one midway in the first round, might be worth taking a punt on one or second round quarterback this year. They need somebody to start grooming.
Personally, I think they do.
That's grooming used in the best, best use of the term.
I personally think every team should draft a quarterback every year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look what's just happened with Purdy, look what happened with Brady. Russell Wilson's another good example.
Yeah.
They are there.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, they're there. You've got to buy the ticket, though.
Yeah.
So why not, you know, if you're the Rams and you've got a couple of picks in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, chance it on a quarterback.
Yeah. No,
they'll get a chance because Stafford will be injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Carson Wentz is starting from this. Yeah,
which is embarrassing, isn't it? You know.
Stafford was really good this week, but what happened, he reckons he was that the Giants blitzed him on 80% of the plays, which they didn't, but the line still isn't very good.
Yeah.
And so he just came under all sorts of pressure. Like, one of the things the Giants still have is a decent D line. Anyone in the playoffs to see that will go, well, we'll just send the blitz. And
who will they play? Are they going to play us?
Possibly.
Which will be shit.
Hate divisional games. But yeah, at the moment they are the sixth seed. So.
Well, they'll have to get through someone to play us anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
So potential second place, seventh Lions, I think.
Oh, that'd be all right.
Stafford going back to the Lions in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That'd
be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Goff versus the Rams. Stafford. In Detroit as well.
Yeah, in Detroit, yeah. Yeah. At Mile High, yeah.
Well, should we go through the playoff scenarios? So
yeah, no one wants to talk about the shitty games.
No.
Most of us didn't watch them.
Drunk for most of them, to be honest with you. Highlights.
I was just ill.
And I was just obsessed with my fantasy scores. I was just trying to find out where I was.
Yeah. I was watching my fantasy score because I was in the third place playoff. I got another 150-point game.
Yeah.
I've had one bad game all season against him last fucking week.
Yeah. Beaten by 80 points.
Oh, man, it fucking sucked. In the AFC, so the Bills are the interesting story, really. They're currently the sixth seed. They can either get the 2 seed by beating the Dolphins, or they can be eliminated from the playoffs altogether.
Yep.
If they beat the Dolphins, they take the 2. If they lose, then they need the Steelers or the Jaguars to lose, or a Texans-Colts tie. I think that's the only time I've mentioned really the tie, because they don't happen.
Not for that one time it did happen.
No. But hopefully, even if it looks like it's going to happen.
Raiders Chargers.
It's been no ties this year.
No.
No, I mean, a couple of years back where the Raiders and Chargers...
They tried to tie. And then Staley took a timeout and the Raiders kicked a field goal.
knocked him out.
So the Jags, currently in the fourth seed, conceal the AFC South with a win over the Titans. If they lose, the Colts, currently in the seventh seed, can take the division with a win over the Texans. Houston, currently the eighth seed and out of the playoffs, need a win over the Colts to get a playoff berth. So, I mean, the fact that the AFC South is, there's three teams still alive, I mean, good, because no one saw that coming at the start of the year.
I'm amazed the Texans have won nine games. That's really impressive.
Yeah, it's so
He should win Coach of the Year. Definitely should, for that turnaround.
Yeah, and as well, because he's had to play a few games without Stroud. He's lost so many players. Tag Dell, Nika Collins, like they've been injured at the important parts of the season. I
haven't been the same since Tank Dell's been injured.
Nah, short king. But I do worry. I think the Colts will get the win this week. But the Steelers still in with a shout, but they require a win over the Ravens. Will the Ravens play their starters?
I don't think they will.
No, I don't think they will. They shouldn't.
They should.
Got stung by it a couple of years back, didn't they?
Yeah.
Didn't they lose a running back?
Ingram.
Ingram, yeah.
So, if the Bills then lose at the Dolphins or the Jags lose at the Titans, and then there's some complicated scenarios with like a Texans-Colts game and a Broncos win. Basically, the Steelers stand a chance, but it's that's a real long shot. Tomlin's already got his, winning season, so playoff berth.
It is mad how that one extra game has completely tightened up the whole league, hasn't it? It's just great. Totally changed it.
So in the NFC, for the Bucks, they win, they're in. If they lose at the Panthers, the Falcons can get in with a win at the Saints. The Saints can get the NFC South with a win over the Falcons and a Bucks loss. They can also get the seventh seed if Bucks win and the Packers and Seahawks lose.
So basically, we've got no fucking idea what's going to happen.
Bucks can take a seventh seed with a tie along with a Packers and Seahawks loss. The Packers require a win over the Bears, but can also go through if they lose and the Vikings, Seahawks, Bucks lose or the Vikings, Seahawks and Saints lose.
Can I just say, I want the Bucks to win and no other NFC South team to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, no one wants any more NFC South than we... Yeah. The Seahawks need a win and a Packers loss. So are we clear?
Crystal clear, mate.
Who are you going for in your... So in the AFC... currently it's Jags, Bills, Colts, Texans and Steelers on the bubble. Any so who are you going for? Do you reckon any change? I'm going to say
Steelers get in. Mason Rudolph looked really good at the weekend.
He did look very good.
And they're playing the backups, aren't they? Presumably they'll be playing the backups in
Baltimore, yeah.
Well, will they?
I think so.
Because the Ravens have already got a bye.
Yeah, but they still don't want to get them injured, do you?
They don't want... Yeah, but often teams don't like two
they
weeks.
They might not drop them. They might take them out of the game.
That's it. That's the thing.
But so, I think they've got a chance, though. Where is it? Where is the game? Is it in Pittsburgh or not?
I'm just looking. It's in Baltimore.
I changed my mind.
It's the it's the Saturday night game as well.
And I think that the Texans might get in then. I don't want to see the Colts.
I'm going Texans.
I'm going Texans.
I'm going to say it stays as it is, but Bills overtake the Dolphins.
That's exactly what I'm thinking as well. I think the Bills will beat the Dolphins.
So do I, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll see them catapult into the second seed, right?
Yeah.
I heard that right.
Jags have been awful, and Lawrence is still day-to-day as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think because they're playing the Titans.
Who are awful, and Tannehill's back, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah,
so Will Levi got knocked out, didn't he, the other day?
Yeah, and Josh Allen will do enough to make Tannehill's life misery. In the NFC, basically, Bucks and Packers are in at the moment. Seahawks, Saints, Vikings, Falcons, all looking to...
Who are the Packers playing?
Packers are playing the Bears.
Right.
Bears are playing well at the moment.
They are. It's in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Packers. I think it will stay as is then.
I got the funny... I think
the Bears will win that.
I've got a funny feeling the Bears will win because what the Packers have done...
So you're going Seahawks squeak in.
I'm saying Seahawks squeak in.
I think it stays as is. I think Green Bay sneak in and I think the Bucks get in. So I think it stays as is. The Green Bay Packers will beat the Bears at home.
I'm not so sure. Bears defense is playing really well at the moment.
And the Packers isn't.
Yeah.
Did you get Jair Alexander back from his one game ban?
Yeah. They banned him themselves. Just fine him.
Yeah.
Just fine him, you twats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll stay as is. It's not easy to go to Lambeau. The Bears don't do well against Green Bay.
Yeah. It was it reminds me there's a great story of before the 1970 World Cup, Pele got involved in an incident and the press went to the Brazilian FA and went, are you going to ban Pele? And just I went, no, he's our best player.
Yeah.
Of course we're not. No. Like, and that's what the Packers should have done. Like, Jair Alexander is their one good defender now. Like, play him, fuck's sake.
I'm still feeling Bears got nothing to lose.
And well, you got your choice. I got my choice.
You say player is playing for their future there. I think. That's why.
Although they reckon Eberflus is staying now as well, don't they?
Also heard that.
Yeah.
Not sure about it, but yeah, all right.
Yeah, but although it wouldn't surprise me to see the Seahawks go to Arizona and lose.
Yeah.
And I don't want the fucking any more NFC South, but yeah, Bucks to win, please, as the one decent thing to watch. Okay. We'll go back to some of the games that don't have playoff implications because the Chiefs will definitely be the 3 seed. No matter what they do this weekend, they will. They can win, they can lose, doesn't matter. They were hopeless at the start, but the defence turned off in the end. They're still not great offensively, are they?
No. Well, I was, like I said, that throw to Rashi Rice was their longest play of the season, offensively.
Really?
60 yards, yeah.
That's fucking lame.
Honestly, it was mad. Like, it was a great... Obviously, they've dropped most of their good passes this year, which has been the problem. But, yeah, I don't know. I think I thought they were playing terribly in the first quarter.
I thought,
here we go again, if I'm honest.
Yeah, even then, it wasn't the old Chiefs. It was just the defence started.
Checo played well. And they've got to do more with a run game.
Yeah,
you know they've got enough at running back. I think they've got to just keep it going. I think they've got to just, you know, not come away from it too quick. They've got two good tight ends now as well because Kelsey, and they've been bringing another guy. Who's the other tight end there? They've been involving him a bit more. Yeah, Gray. Yeah,
I think if Joe Burrow was playing that game, Bengals would have won that quite easily.
Oh yeah,
I still thought Browning actually played quite well for the first.
Yeah, he took.
Then he lacked the nous to. When the Chiefs adjusted, but yeah, offensively looked awful. And then we'll mention the Cowboys beat the Lions.
Oh, we got to talk about this.
A close game. It's all anyone's mentioning.
Hold
is,
up,
the referees beat the Lions. You say.
Hold up. Well, no, because have you not seen the analysis on the tripping call that happened just before that? Because it got called against the Cowboys, and it should have been against the Lions. So they never tripped anybody. So that play should never have taken place anyway, essentially. So this whole conspiracy theory is just bollocks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think you can say that about a lot of conspiracy theories.
Especially NFL.
We did not go to the moon, though, did we? No way. No. Where's the anti-radiation in the suits? They should have all died with cancer within, 2 months. You've not heard that one?
No.
Darren Rogers said that one.
Probably.
We'll get on to him in the
after news. His darkness retreat.
Yeah.
All he did was listen to Justin Hawkins nonstop.
I'd love that. Dan Campbell was like
an angry twat.
Melodramatically crumpling paper in the press conference. You're like, I don't want to talk about it. And then proceeds to talk about it. You know.
I've got no time for him.
It's just more the officiating this year has been bad. Throughout, like,
they're not professionals, though, are they?
No, that's the
pay them
full time.
Then they'll be, if you pay them full time, they'll be great, like the Premier League referees.
Well, at least they'll have some accountability.
That's it.
And you might entice other people into it, mightn't you? So, pay them.
Yep. Yeah, it's a $1 billion sport.
Yeah, pay the refs.
Pay the fucking refs. Elsewhere, Dalvin Cook's been released by the Jets
after doing nothing.
Could we see him appear?
Yeah,
someone absolutely will sign him. They won't sign him, I don't think, in the off season. I think they'll sign him when they got an injury.
Could be before.
I think it's before.
What?
Playoff team will pick him up.
Oh my God.
Could be.
Because he's been useless.
Behind a really bad offensive line. I'm not saying he's going to get a starting job, but
put him in the Bills with his brother?
Yeah. Put them in the Browns, give them some depth.
The Browns would be great.
Yeah. Well, they've got Ford and Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt's just done more or less just as much as Dalvin Cook has done this year.
Scored a few touchdowns.
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
There's Cowboys to help Pollard, yeah. I can see that one.
There's a few teams missing running options.
You know, if the injury to CMC is worse than you think, or you think you might take.
Yeah,
we're not going to take a gamble. You don't have to pay him a lot. It's
Ravens lost
nothing on the cap.
Ravens lost Mitchell.
Ravens lose
Mitchell, and they lose running backs every time.
Well, I'll sign another one.
Yeah, so why not? What are you going to actually lose?
Yeah, completely agree.
Couple of grand, really.
Like he's okay. Yes, he's had a bad year. I'm not denying that.
We have got Elijah Mitchell as well, though.
Yeah,
who has done really well.
Cook's had a bad year. Not denying that.
But he was amazing.
He was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, you know, one of the knocks on Cook is his injury record. And he's had a year now, really.
Just untouched. Recovering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Can we get more for the running game? Have another running back for the Chiefs? Give Pacheco a spell out?
Yeah. Effectively, of the playoff teams, there's about eight that could probably do with some backup at running back.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not? Elsewhere, Kenny Pickett has denied that he refused to be the backup to Mason Rudolph.
Means he refused to be the backup to Mason Rudolph.
He says it was a medical reason that he.
The medical reason was he was having a hissy.
Yeah. Basically.
It will be, won't it?
It wasn't my favourite backup quarterback appearance or non appearance this weekend because I loved watching. Did you see watch Russell Wilson?
No.
You've seen a backup quarterback. How are they dressed?
In their kit.
Yeah.
But missing one item.
Helmet.
Wilson sat the whole game in his helmet.
Kirk Cousins do that as well. Yeah.
Well, Kirk did it in pre-season without pads.
No pads,
but his helmet.
Yeah, but so can listen in, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, it just seemed very Russell Wilson. But the fact that he's backup is you're not playing him because you don't want him to get injured. So you have him as backup in case Stidham gets injured. And then, the whole thing's.
Won, though.
Oh, yeah, they did. Stidham was fine. He was like a slightly.
No
good
worse than Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Playing the Chargers.
Yeah, who were awful. They are awful. Although I did notice that after I got abused about Keenan Allen at the start of the season, he was the 14th highest scoring fantasy player in total, including quarterbacks and everything.
I don't think I abused
14th. 14th highest.
Fantasy doesn't mean anything.
It means everything this week. Now just look that up. I looked that up. I didn't look it up now. I looked it up a couple of days ago so I could say it on this podcast.
I know.
That he was the 14th best player in total.
Well, if you listen, I've said.
You got it wrong.
I got it wrong. Much like his Aaron Jones.
And Eckler. Yeah. I admitted it eventually, and he's been shit this year when I picked him.
Well, he's been injured. Yeah.
The first time I put him in my team, he's been useless. And Eckler's the other one who's been useless this year as well. Really bad.
Yeah.
But you can partly understand why the team is bad.
Yeah. But you can understand why the Chargers didn't want to give him a contract.
Yeah.
So with Chubb getting injured, teams are already in the playoffs and going to be resting their starters. Before the show, we've gone through some of the quarterbacks expected to play this weekend, and it is fucking lame weed.
A lot of interceptions.
Yeah, don't join Game Pass this week if you're going to pay for it. Just wait a week.
If it's 99p, you're fine. It's
give us some gems, John. Who are we going to see? Well, is there any Peterman?
No. I don't even know.
Not far off. Andy Dalton?
No.
Wasn't someone injured?
Bryce Young got
injured. He went out of the game. You did see a bit of Dalton this week, just gone.
We're going to get Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, a bit of Gabbert.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Sam Darnold for the Niners, obviously.
Seeing ghosts.
Yeah. Easton Stick still playing for the Chargers.
Fucking hell.
Jared Stidham for the Broncos.
Tyrod.
Probably see Tyrod again, yeah.
Tyrod, yep.
I saw him at full gallop in open field this week. I was like, oh, it's like Tyrod of, I don't know, once before.
One time before he got injured again.
I love watching Tyrod because he still has a beautiful long pass. But
I wonder where you're going with that.
Then you watch him.
It's like too many stereotypes, John. Don't go there.
Watch him at the 2-point attempt under throw it to Saquon Barkley from 3 yards away, and you're like, oh, this is why you're a backup. Jeff Driscoll.
Wow.
Going to start this weekend. Nick Mullins.
Who's Driscoll? Lions.
Driscoll is...
No, it can't be at the Lions.
Browns. Flacco, yeah, they're resting
Flacco. Resting Flacco.
Which makes sort of makes sense. Makes you rest the 39-year-old.
A lot of sense.
Easton Stick, obviously. Nick Mullins in the revolving door that is the Vikings quarterback room. Other than that, yes, Simeon Rudolph.
O'Connell.
Tyler Huntley. So they are resting Lamar. Tyler Huntley plays.
Sorry, I was just showing Jim a picture of Tyreek Hill's house on fire.
Oh, house is on fire, yes. I've just seen.
Yeah.
Not great.
No.
But yeah, still, unfortunately, because the Bears are in a game that means something, we don't get Nate Peterman.
Yeah.
Sad times.
They are bad times.
So, we're going to look at the teams this year. Which teams are better or worse than their record suggests? Who are this year's Vikings?
Eagles. So 11-5 record is still a good record.
It is still a good record.
I've got one to go against that. The Browns also have an 11-5 record. They have not been that... Their defence has been that good. But as an overall team, they have not been as good as an 11-5 record.
No.
I would say.
I would have to agree with both of those. As well, can I just add... anyone in the NFC South?
No, the Bucks have been all right.
The Bucks have been... The Bucks are fine.
They're only at 500, so I think that's perfectly fine. It's just dross, isn't it?
It is bad. The Saints are appalling to watch.
Saints are terrible.
I don't think the Vikings have been as bad as a 7-9 record, really. They're one quarterback away from that not being that.
I think that's fair.
They started off the season so badly, didn't they?
Well, yeah, and then they looked great, though, didn't they?
And then
they
looked great.
Yeah, and then they had no quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, even like the first few weeks of Dobbs, you came in, you're like, actually, do you know what? First weeks. Dobbs was all right for a couple of weeks.
2 weeks, he had a great first week and it kind of petered down since then. I think the Cardinals are a lot better than the 4-12.
I've had to say, the Cardinals, of the bad teams, the Cardinals look feisty.
Yeah.
They I mean, they had a few weeks of Clayton Toon and I can't remember who the other one was. After Dobbs. Is it Colt McCoy? It's been some fucking...
Colt McCoy? He's retired, isn't he?
No, he's still going.
He's still going, yeah.
The Steelers, are they really a 9-7 team?
Again,
defensively, but not offensively. Oh, they might be if they end up at 9-8 or something, but...
No, I don't...
Well, if they lose at the Ravens, they'll be a 9-8 team. They're probably a 9-8 team, you know. I don't think the Giants are as good as a 5-11 team.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
That's harsh. Fuck you.
Not with that wide receiving core.
What wide receiving core?
Hey, man. We're fun.
Are the Saints as good as 8-8?
No.
Definitely not. Not the Falcons aren't 7-9
either. No. There's a lot of middlings. That's the thing. The league is very average, I think, in lots of ways. And that's what you're very close to.
Yeah. Say it's average. So there's
I think the pack is quite large. Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Like the middle section is massive.
We're seeing lots of teams beat other teams who shouldn't. Like
yeah,
you know, Cardinals, Eagles.
But then I think you've got a lot of like 6 out of 10 teams that occasionally play as an 8 out of 10 team,
yeah,
and a few 9 out of 10 teams who sometimes play as a 7 out of 10 teams, and sometimes they meet.
Yeah,
but the pack in the middle, like literally, you would say you've got the Dolphins, the Bills, yeah, the Ravens, the Niners, the Cowboys, and the Eagles. Yeah, you've got to say that because of the record. Yeah, and then and maybe the Chiefs. Maybe I don't know if I'd even put the Chiefs in there that this year.
I would.
So that's like 6 teams. Yeah, out of the 32 teams, you'll have another 6 teams at the bottom. In the middle, you've got 24 of those 7 out of 10 teams.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean. It's just the league is very level this year, I think.
Great.
But it's been interesting to watch.
I think we mentioned earlier, I mean, the race of playoffs has been it's been interesting to watch. We've had, okay, it's only been this week that the two number one seeds have been locked up. And we've still got a lot of teams that are in it. I think A, having the extra game, but also the extra playoff spot. I know Griff's a massive anti the extra playoff. I love the extra playoff spot.
I like
it's
it
thrown
now.
It's thrown open the league. Like we'd normally be by week 15, we'd probably be like, right, well,
yep,
everything's done. And weeks 16 and 17, we're just like, yeah.
Yeah, people would have already been being taken out of games halfway through absolutely. The game and stuff.
Now we're going all the way up to Sunday night football, which is now the Bills Dolphins. Got flexed in, it's like, ooh, I wish I could stay up for that.
Oh, you know, I'm not at work, so I can.
It's been flexed to Sunday night, and it, rightly so. But
yeah,
fucking annoying for the English.
Yeah, it is. But you know, we do get Pittsburgh, Baltimore on Saturday at least, which
great.
From the sound, you know, should be in any other week. Actually a pretty decent game. Like, they do hate each other.
That's true. But we are seeing a Pittsburgh team led by Mason Rudolph against a Ravens team without their MVP.
I've already forgotten who's replacing him.
Tyler
Huntley. Snoop.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's not great, is it?
No.
Yeah. I think Gary's right, there's a few teams at the bottom. And, yeah, the Cardinals... are you saying the Cardinals are that much worse than the Bears or the Jets or whatever, like Raiders?
The Cardinals had some good wins. Yeah, the Cowboys and the Eagles, it's not sniffing the fact that they won both those games. But even some of the losses, they've been feisty, they've been battling.
Well, the coach there is trying to keep his job.
I think he's fine. It's his first year, and I think he's done fine. Remember, he's not had his first choice quarterback for over half the season.
No.
The roster isn't that great still. I think that if you're a Cardinals fan, you're probably going into next season probably with a bit of hope that you've got a high draft pick.
You've got a passable quarterback.
No matter what Griff says, I agree with you, Gary. I think he's more than passable.
Yeah.
I think on his day,
I think he's fine. I don't like the contract he got, but that's not...
I don't like him as a leader or a person, but...
He's a passable quarterback.
I think he's got a great arm.
Yeah. And good legs.
Yeah, he can sling it.
Like they're small, but they move.
He does move quick.
He's got funny head. It always seems his helmet just seems too big.
He looks funny.
Yeah.
On the field, it looks funny, just because he's so small. But yeah, if I was a Cardinals fan, a couple more additions to that team, knowing that currently they're picking fourth, you're going to have one, maybe two quarterbacks go in the first couple of picks. So, you know, you've got a chance at drafting someone like Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yep.
Suddenly it's like, oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
They've also got the 17th pick currently from Houston. So,
of course, yeah.
You know, two first round picks to get excited about.
Next year could be a good year.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also the Cardinals. Like, yeah. They could go.
And you've also got to remember, they're in a very difficult division. They play us, do they? Last week, or is it we got the Rams?
You got the Rams.
The Rams. So they've got the Seahawks. They could win that.
Yeah.
You boys have put the Seahawks to get in. I'm not so sure. Cardinals could win that.
They could.
But you're in a division where so far the Niners have swept the division, you know. But I don't think they're awful teams in that division at all.
We've seen the AFC West change, you know, since we've been doing this podcast, three times.
Yeah.
Where it's gone from the Niners to the Seahawks to the Rams, now back to the Niners.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, competitive franchises.
Yeah, in 5-6 years, we're probably going to see another couple of franchises in the AFC West alternate that top spot.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't think so. I think, yeah.
Niners are there to stay, do you?
No, I think the groundwork is in for a, not dynasty, but for a few years like you've got a young team. But, you know.
Injuries make such a difference, though.
But, yeah.
I think a heck of a lot is going to come down to what happens with Brock Purdy's contract.
Yeah.
So, end of next season, he can sign a contract. If he goes down the route of, I want $55 million a year, then, yeah, it's going to be tougher to build.
I think, like, from where he's come from, he just won't expect it as much.
That's kind of what I'm thinking as
well. Yeah.
And I think,
and that might be why Brady got to where he got to, because he was never expecting.
Doesn't sit there and go, right, through my... Let's make the assumption he's good again next year.
Yeah.
The 49ers are a good team next year. Does he sit there and go, first 3 years playing on the 49ers, I've had a great wide receiver, I've had a, you know, a future Hall of Fame running back, I've got a great defense. Do I want to take $55 million a year, or should I take a discount and, you know, only take...
30.
30, 35. Yeah. And allow John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan to keep building this team around me and potentially win 1, 2, 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah. You could win early in your career and then take the payday, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd still be a competitive team, you know, but whether you'd keep winning is a different matter.
Yeah. We'll see. So we should mention the games coming up. So we mentioned Saturday night. Competitive games. Houston Colts.
Yep. Both the AFC South games.
Yeah. Jacksonville at Tennessee.
They're all divisional games, aren't they?
Yeah.
They all finished with division
games. Minnesota Detroit. They've got things to play for. You have to go down to Atlanta at New Orleans.
It's still going to be a competitive game because, you know, they don't know what's going to happen with the Bucks. No. Panthers.
Well, yeah, the fact that they're playing at the same time is cool. Like, because the Monday night game, which is basically the next competitive game, really. Like,
doesn't it impact anybody else? Does it only impacts each other?
But if, for instance, some of the other teams have lost, then Buffalo might be secure in their playoff position. At that point, do they go, we might rest people if you know we're not doing particularly well at halftime?
I don't know. Is it a difference between having the number 2 seed, though, in which case, you know, you're getting, and especially with the home advantage that the Bills have during January, do you like you really push to get teams coming there and then go, right, well, if the Ravens do get through, we accept we're going to have to go there, but, you know, we want a wild card game and we want a divisional game in Buffalo. I'd want that.
They should want that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you know, the Dolphins have come out the blocks quickly, do they just take take what they can. We'll see. But we'll come back next week. We'll see who's in the
playoffs.
See
what's happened.
Yeah. Because yeah. Full rundown. Review of the wildcard weekend.
Exactly. Oh, I love
the
wildcard.
The best weekend.
Oh, the super wildcard weekend.
Super wildcard, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, super wildcard.
It was wildcard. Now it's the super wildcard.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll come back and we'll discuss that then. But yeah, until then, see you next week.
Bye.